All right, how would you divide up Birmingham in neighborhoods or in directions like the north side, the south side? Is Birmingham divided up like that, first of all? Like on Chicago, in Chicago, you think about it north side, south side?
Well, yeah, when you refer to certain sections, you refer to them as being in the southern part of the city or the eastern part of the city.
And the streets reflect that, don't they?
They do. They're marked.
All right. Well, what are some other areas of Birmingham that are considered Birmingham besides the city proper?
Well, there's suburban areas like Vestavia, Homewood, Mountain Brook. What I'm saying is if you had the street address on an envelope and you put Birmingham, Alabama with the zip code, it would go. You don't have to put Vestavia, Alabama, Homewood, Alabama.
Oh.
See,
yeah.
But it's considered, it's a suburban area of Birmingham.
Okay. Alright, where is the main financial district of Birmingham, where the main offices of the banks are located?
Well, it was downtown Birmingham.
But which street in particular?
Any particular bank?
No, no. Oh, they were spread out then?
Yeah, they are spread out. Yes,
okay.
They aren't in any one particular place. No.
Okay.
Not
to. All right. How about the largest stores?
Well, there again, they used to be downtown Birmingham.
But
right around, say, 18th, 19th, and 20th Street.
But now they're out in malls?
Right. They're out in your suburbs.
Yeah. Okay. Where are the best stores? Not necessarily the largest ones, but the good ones. Are they in malls too?
Well, they have a variety. They have the best stores in the mall, and they have the, you know, so everybody that wants to go shop can find what they want.
Well, I was just wondering if there's a certain area of Birmingham that has better stores, really nice dress shops, whatever.
Well, if you want me to say what I enjoy.
Okay.
And it's Brookwood.
Really?
Brookwood Mall, it's the finest in the South, and it has the finest stores, I think. But some of the stores there are stores that were in downtown.
Okay, I get it. All right, are there neighborhoods in Birmingham that can be identified with particular nationalities? Like, are there any Spanish neighborhoods or German?
No, Inslee at one time was referred to as Little Italy.
Really?
But I haven't heard that in many, many years.
Not so much anymore. All right, how about racial groups? Are there certain black neighborhoods that are considered just black neighborhoods? And if so, where are they?
Oh, yes. I like Loveman's Village. It's in sort of the western part of town.
Loveman's Village?
Loveman's Village. It's a colored apartment complex, I guess. I don't know of any whites that live in Loveman's Village.
Now, is that more or less middle class or is it lower class?
I really don't know.
Alright, what about, somebody talking about Roosevelt City?
Yeah, there's Roosevelt City, and there's, I can't call the name of it right now. That's very similar to Roosevelt City, and I want to say Upper City, but I'm not sure that's right.
I don't know, I haven't heard it, but it could be right.
Yeah.
And is Roosevelt City incorporated? Does it have its own mayor?
No, I think it's part of the city of Birmingham.
Oh, okay, then it's just a neighborhood.
Right.
All right, are there any religious neighborhoods? Like, are there any Jewish neighborhoods, for example?
No. In itself, I don't think.
Filling stations open radio on Sunday?
Well, there was, but finding one that wants to come out and put a battery in. So.
Betty charged a lot.
Yeah, $44. Hurt.
I know, really. Okay.